read the Bible when you're weary and blue? Why don't you read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, November 4th, 2019, the first Monday in this new month. Woohoo! It's Memorization Monday.
It
Woohoo!
Is.
Another great verse and a special guest. Wow, I don't know. Big shoes to fill. Last Monday we had Dr. David Webb dividing Revelation 4:11, and we had a very special verse. It went, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." We talked about that last week. Today's verse, Matthew 6:33, maybe one memorized by many of you. That's a verse that I've known for many years. It's part of the Sermon on the Mount, the special words of Jesus, Matthew 6:33, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you." Many people know that verse because if we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, then all these other things maybe that we worry about or wonder about or are in need of, they'll be given to you when you have your priorities right. So we're going to have a special reading by Marianne in just a moment from our book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. And this is the 33rd week for Matthew 6:33. So that works out pretty good. But let me do a little heads up. Tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, Testimony Tuesday, we're having Dr. Hendricks, Christine Hendricks, Dr. Webb's daughter. If you were tuned in last Monday and Tuesday, you heard Dr. David Webb dividing God's Word and sharing about the recent books that he's authored and the unique work that's going on in the open room in Mahomet. Well, Dr. Hendricks is going to be with us tomorrow to talk about more of the story about the open room and the unique ministry work that's taken place there and how maybe it'll happen in your community. So I invite you to tune in tomorrow for a special Testimony Tuesday with Christine Hendricks, daughter of Dr. David Webb. They're actually both physicians practicing at the clinic in Mahomet, godly Christian followers of Jesus that are doing a great work. So excited about that. Well, by way of introduction, the special guest, you've probably heard me refer to him in the past as Montana Mountains Maniac, a.k.a. Mark Kugler.
And I just say Montana Man.
The Montana Man. What's interesting about Mark, and I think I've referred to him probably a half a dozen times over the years, oftentimes, almost every time, maybe with one exception, he puts no less than 6, 8, 10, 15 stamps on an envelope. Many times he has a graphic on the back or almost like a hillbilly or some kind of drawing
Western.
That he's a Western guy, a Montanite or
and
something.
And they aren't just any stamps. They're really interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, Karen and her children, you know, sometimes I would get this envelope that was all cut up and I'm like,
well,
what happened
them.
There? Yeah, they were saying, like, I think Ben started and then David or Jonathan. All of them wanted to collect stamps.
That's smart.
But these were the stamps from like the 80s. They were like 3-cent stamps
They're
or 2
cool.
cent stamps or 6-cent stamps. And he always had a collection. And then one time he had just like normal postage. And I wrote him like, "Hey, what's up? Are you out of stamps? What's going on here?" I mean, this has been going on for years.
So are we just going to talk about him or are we going to
So, and then another thing about
Mark
Kugler, recently retired, but he's been challenging me to ping pong. So we'll have to see maybe after this morning's program or a future time we get together and have that little tournament. But he was on a trip to Israel with me and 19 others. What I called them was part of the Faithful 20. It was a group of guys that went. Some were pastors and church leaders that visited Israel in 2007, so I guess about 12 years ago. It was a unique group, and I have a photo. If you look over your shoulder,
you
Marianne, there's 20 of us, actually
Why
22
are you on
of
a fire
us.
Truck?
That was an Israeli fire truck. truck, all the wording is in Hebrew.
But
four of the guys were
firefighters.
Oh. And I always said to this group, I said, you have not because you ask not. And I say that on some of the trips. I can't read your mind. If you have special requests or needs or desires, let me know up front because I can't read your mind.
I'd like pizza.
And so, well, it's a threat. Oh, no, this is on Israel trips. This is Israel trips. And so three or four of the guys were firefighters, and they said, you know, it'd be really neat to go to an Israeli fire station where firefighters are. And so I called our guy, and I said, hey, are there any options or something? He said, well, there's a fire station on the south end of the Sea of Galilee.
Oh, my.
And I think I know the crew chief. Anyways, they pulled out the big fire lift truck. It's the one with the long ladders and such. So we all climbed onto it, and so that's the
cool
photo
picture
here in the studio. So Mark was a part of that, and I didn't remember that till you walked in and we talked about that trip. So that was a special trip. So Mark has joined me in 2007. And then your second time was 2014. But we still have a joke. I think a third of our correspondents will reference Hezekiah's Tunnel. Like, when are you going to do Hezekiah's Tunnel? I'll go back a third time if you make sure that's included, most likely during the summertime when it's warmer water so we don't freeze our ankles and up to our kneecaps in water, because the tunnel still has water many times throughout the year.
Hezekiah's Tunnel.
Yeah, it's a special tunnel. It's a special work that they did, you know, in biblical times to navigate through all that rock. Rock, limestone, and how they could carve through and cut through and have this as a source of water for the city, because everything was about water in biblical times. You know, cities started up where there's a water source. Otherwise, you know, it's desert area or agriculture. You needed to have water.
Everything's about water now. Yeah. We're just so fortunate that we don't think of it that way.
Yeah. So anyway, so Mark Kugler, recently retired, worked at the grain elevator, many perilous moments with all those farmers and all the hard work and aggravation and crops coming in and, you know, all that. But also, and this is kind of a special part of today's broadcast, it's a dedicated day. So throughout the day, you'll hear various mentions of his sister Ruth, who had her home going on March 19th, so some months back, with the Lord now. But Mark has dedicated this day in her honor to honor his sister Ruth and the memory and legacy that she had. So tell us something about your sister Ruth, something that some can be blessed by the example or the legacy that she left.
Right. Well, she was a unique person in the way that she had diabetes at age 9.
Oh. Okay.
She was 59 this spring when she passed away. So two of her big passions were plants and animals. And so she would have multiple pots of plants on her deck and be shopping in stores. Because of her health issues, she was disabled, and that was a big thing in her life.
Now, the animals, did she care for pets, or what do you mean? Like, did she feed the neighborhood cats?
She was an animal lover.
Okay.
I am not.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Now we got to talk about that.
Yeah, right. We'll pray over you, and we'll leave you like an animal before you
do. She was an anti-hunting person, and my nephew, who loves the deer hunt, she always threatened to write him out of her will.
And
quit
that
deer
hunting.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. So she had a good sense of humor, which, does that run in the family? Because you and I, we've sparred and had some good comments and writing back and forth and such.
Yeah,
so
she was good.
And you said that, you know, she's in heaven, which thank you, God, that she believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepted him as her Savior. And that's part of our mission and goal. And even during this dedicated day is to raise that awareness that eternal life is there for the taking. In a sense, it's a simple but profound surrendering of yourself, recognizing that you're a sinner and needing of a Savior, opening your heart and your mind and your heart to say, God, I want to receive this gift that Jesus Christ paid for my sins. I want to receive him as my Savior. He is the one and only way for me to have a relationship with you. She knew that, and I think part of your desire in dedicating this day in her honor is that others would not only come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, but would fall into that relationship with Father God, to follow him, to serve him, to worship him, that he would be known through these broadcasts today.
Absolutely.
You had two sisters, right? Is she older? Was Ruth older?
Ruth was the baby. She was the youngest of the family.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, 59 is a very young age, but having diabetes since 9.
Right.
Was she wheelchaired?
No.
Okay.
But she was also, she was a transplant, a double transplant patient. She had both a pancreas and a kidney transplant in 1993.
Okay. And she lived locally many of these years, so you were in touch with her. Well, thank you for dedicating this day, and we would pray through our broadcast that you would realize maybe anew or for the first time that God loves you, that he cares for you, that he desires to have a personal relationship with you. And thank you, Mark, for supplying funds to allow these broadcasts and this ministry of music to go out over our airwaves. Do you mind sharing, I know we're going to jump into our verse in a minute, but a little of your own faith journey. And you're the kind, you're a reluctant guest. You basically said, hey, I can just stay back here and you can do the dedicated day and such. But I thought, Mark, you have a unique story, following the Lord, desiring to be faithful. Yes, we all have our shortfalls. None of us are perfect. You don't come to Christ and then are never free of sinning again. But you know of God's redemptive work and his desire for you. Could you share maybe a 3 or 4 minute overview of your testimony?
Yes. Came to faith in Vacation Bible School at age 7.
Okay.
And definitely remember that. From then on, kind of just coasted along in my teenage years. And then I went to school down here in Urbana at Illinois Commercial College.
Hmm.
And there was a retreat, a winter retreat, toward the end of the year, of just after Christmas, up at Lake Geneva that our church was sponsoring. So I decided, yeah, I'll go on that. There were some speakers that gave challenges. And I remember we were on cross-country skis, and everybody wanted to go back to the lodge and warm up, and I decided to stay out a little bit later. And had a real unique experience where the wind quit blowing and everything got real quiet, and just thought about the challenge that was given that afternoon, you know, and dedicated my life to Christ at that time. And a good confirmation of that was the next week when I came back to school, one of my friends in class, she said, "What's different about you? Something happened." You know, that was a real bonus encouragement. So after that, graduated and was fortunate enough to get a job locally in my hometown and grow in the local church, be involved in missions, mission boards, things like that, and just been walking the faith ever since.
Yeah. Wow, if you say yes, I'll be amazed. Might it have been Covenant Harbor, Lake Geneva? That's where I came to Christ when I was 10 or 11. But that Lake Geneva area has many of these retreat centers. And on a church camp through Christ Church of Oak Brook, we went to Covenant Harbor, Lake Geneva. And that's when I gave my heart to the Lord.
Oh, wow.
In probably some of that same vicinity.
I'm sure. Yeah.
That's where God tenderized my heart.
Huh.
And it was looking up at the sky and the stars and thinking about the expanse and the creation, you know, the creations that declare God's glory. But we had a powerful speaker that talked about heaven, a relationship with God. And I remember sitting at the campfire with the counselor. We broke into groups after the large group session, and there was like, I don't know, 8 of us that were all, I think, the same, 10 or 11 years old. And I remember a few of us like crying out, literally tearing up. And you don't do that around other boys because, you know, look at the sissy crying. But God had moved so powerfully in our hearts, and we asked Jesus Christ into our hearts. And we knew at that moment we were born again, that we had a new life in Christ. And so that was in Covenant Harbor, Lake Geneva. So spiritually, God's still working in that area.
Lake Geneva.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that fits a little with our verse for the day about seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Some of those things are just peace of mind.
Yeah.
Doesn't always mean possessions or the great job or the ideal spouse or whatever, but God does delight in giving us things as we seek him first and foremost. And so that's our verse for the day, Matthew 6:33, on this special dedicated day dedicated to Ruth Kugler.
Okay, this is in the section called Promises, Verses to Stand On. After ditching their plane in the Pacific during World War II, Captain Eddie Rickenbacker and his crew were adrift 24 days. Their ultimate survival was due, in large part, to a waterproof New Testament, and one of their most cherished passages was Matthew 6:31 through 34. "That's the best thing I've heard yet," said one of the men listening to this passage. "Read it again, Colonel." Matthew 6:19 through 34 is our Lord's definitive teaching about the sin of worry. Once you memorize its core verse, Matthew 6:33, you'll be leaning on it again and again too. Here's an outline of the passage as it unfolds. Study it as you work on this great verse. Number one, worry indicates a defective value system, Matthew 6:19 through 25. There are more important issues than food, clothing, houses, and entertainment. Number two, worry indicates a defective self-image, Matthew 6:26. We're more valuable than anything else God has made, including the birds of the air. Number three, worry indicates a defective way of thinking, Matthew 6:27. Anxiety doesn't add 1 hour to our lives or 1 cubit to our height. It's a useless exercise and an inefficient way of thinking. Number four, worry indicates a defective trust in God, Matthew 6:28 through 30. Faith is the ability to maintain inner strength by trusting in the promises of God amid the problems of life. We shouldn't fall into the "you of little faith" camp. Number five, worry indicates a defective purpose in life, Matthew 6:31 through 33. If we take care of things that are important to God, He'll take care of things that are important to us. Number six, anxiety indicates a defective view of tomorrow, Matthew 6:34. In this verse, Jesus specifically tells us to deal with today's issues and don't worry about tomorrow's.
Wow. You know, the value of this book, if it was this chapter, this verse, I think is worth it. Gosh, think of that. Defective value systems, defective self-image, defective way of thinking, defective trust in God, defective purpose in life, defective view of tomorrow. All these things. I think we could spend 7 weeks just on these.
Rosalind Goforth, veteran missionary to China, wrote an uplifting little book entitled How I Know God Answers Prayer, in which she first tells of practicing this verse as a child. Easter Sunday came one year during a warm springtime, and everyone had put away their winter clothes. Rosalind had no Easter dress, and she decided she'd rather stay home than wear her winter garb. Going to her room, she opened her Bible, and her eyes rested on Matthew 6:33. It was as if God spoke the words directly to me, she said. Why worry about your clothes? Seek first His kingdom. She put on her old dress and fought off a feeling of humiliation as she went to church. The Easter message touched her deeply, and the next day a box arrived from a distant aunt, containing not only new dresses, but many other things as well. And here's a quote by Charles Spurgeon. Seek ye first the Lord, and then He will provide for you everything that is profitable for you in this life, and He will crown it with everything that is glorious in the life to come.
Matthew 6:33, today's verse on this Memorization Monday, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Yeah, this has been a favorite verse of mine for many years. I just like it because it focuses our mind and attention on God, seeking Him first, not seeking Him from time to time or when it's convenient or only on Sunday.
That's
but
good.
Seek Him first and foremost, and not just Him, but His righteousness. You know the Bible, know His plan and purposes. The Bible referred to many times as the instruction manual. We need to know what it has to say. Also referred to as His love letter because it conveys His great and dear and sincere love for us, giving up His very own begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But as we put Him first and seek Him first, then all these things come together. Doesn't always come together perfectly or smoothly. There's suffering. And I think of your dear sister Ruth.
Right.
I mean, 59. That's young.
That's right.
But in God's providential plans and purposes, I mean, things still happen in this sin-fallen world. yeah, there is sadness. Yeah, there are times of despair or loneliness or frustration, but we serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords that can work through it all. And then we only have this temporal perspective. When we have the eternal perspective that there'll be no more suffering in heaven, that we'll have purposeful meaning and we'll be in His presence, and it'll be so glorious beyond our understanding that probably when we get there, we'll say, what did we even ever worry about? Look what we have now in God's presence. And your sister Ruth is experiencing that glory, that no more taking medicines or aching or pain or suffering or handicap. She's in the glorious presence of God. So
thank you for your generosity, Mark, in dedicating this day to her.
Yeah, thank you for your friendship, your support of the station. And, and Mark was in here a little earlier, and I said, so what are you doing now, Mark? And he said, well, reading the Bible and, you know, tinkering. I said, oh, nobody stays idle too long. If they spend more than an hour with me, I'll assign tasks. Prime Life Times Papers is out in that area. And, you know, there's some other expansion things that we might need help with. And
so if you come with your worksheets.
Yeah, that's right. Come knowing that we'll put you to work in some creative ways, and appreciate our friendship, Mark, and just your heart for the Lord and the many radio activities and events that you've gathered and some of the studies we've hosted. And so we, you know, thank you for your generous support, and thank you for dedicating this day in Ruth's honor. And I don't know what's happening in the heavenlies right now, if she's aware of this program and saying, oh, give all glory to God. And that's what your desire is, that God's glorified through this day, that listeners will be encouraged and blessed. And maybe somebody that doesn't know about having a personal relationship with God through some of our conversation through this verse, 6:33, they'll, for the first time, pursue God with intentionality, you know, seeking Him first. And trust me, listener, one of my favorite verses is James 4:8, draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. The fact that if you'll pursue God today, He'll reveal Himself in unique or special ways. So we trust that that'll happen today, and maybe somebody will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ for the very first time.
Well, I just wanted to say, I think it's an honor that you are dedicating this day to your sister.
Oh, what a glorious way to end our program. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mary Ann. Thank you, listener, for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Mary Ann Simpkins, and Mark Kugler with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.